KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. Hope you're enjoying your Thursday. Looks like the sun's trying to make its way out. We are live in Studio 1A this afternoon. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman are our engineers, and we'd like to welcome a band all the way from Southwest Louisiana, from Lafayette to be exact, kind of the heart of Cajun country, although this is decidedly not a Cajun band we're about to hear. It's Brass Bed. They have a new album out. They're playing tonight, actually, at the historic Scoot Inn with a couple of great local bands, Moving Panoramas and Telenovela. So welcome.
Hey, thanks for having us.
How you doing?
Extraordinarily well now that the sun's coming out.
Yeah. Well, we're excited to have you in. Yesterday we featured you as the KUTX Song of the Day, and we played I'm Just a Whisper. So maybe we'll hear a live version of that sometime this afternoon. Anyway, what tune would you like to start off with?
This is a slow, sombering tune about dying. It's called Yellow Bursts of Age.
How pitiful.
We're live in Studio 1A this afternoon with Brass Bed, and that was a tune called Yellow Bursts of Age. I trust that's from the new album?
Yeah, it's almost the title track, almost, because, I mean, the words yellow, that kind of stuff, and the leaf imagery and all that, It all came from the same basic idea, which is me being pretentious, I guess, about literary allusion and all that kind of stuff, because one time I read an Emerson essay, and that's where that came from, yeah. But that was the one time.
For the tune, but I know the album is based on Emerson, right?
It all kind of came around the same basic concept, yeah. I mean, it was the same essay, and the funny thing is at this point, I can't even remember the name of it. It was the inscription at the top of it. It was like a little poem that he wrote.
Well, what was interesting is Johnny playing pedal steel, he's got a wah-wah hooked up, which I've seen on a pedal steel, but I've never seen a bow strumming the strings of a pedal steel with a bow. That was pretty interesting. It had a unique sound.
Oh, thanks, appreciate it.
Have you ever seen anyone do that, or did you, is that?
Well, I watched a documentary about this deaf percussionist who is a doctorate in music. I don't remember how, but I remember seeing she collaborated with this classical composer that had a Les Paul on a table. It was prepared. It had like screwdrivers in it and stuff like that. And he'd play a violin bow on it. So I was like, I've got a table guitar.
Right.
I could do that.
Yeah. Well, that was real effective. That was
appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, that was very good.
It's a lot cheaper than bringing around a string quartet.
Yeah. For sure. So you guys, this is your fourth album. Am I right?
That's correct. Yeah.
And again, it's called In the Yellow Leaf. And so how has this progressed from earlier albums? You know, I was doing a lot of reading and said, well, this was kind of a power pop group and they're kind of a spacey group. But then I hear songs like I'm Just a Whisper, and it rocks pretty hard.
I think in a weird way, this record brought us around to probably, I guess, I don't want to speak for Johnny here, but I mean, I got into playing music because I wanted to be Pete Townsend and play rock guitar. And so in a lot of ways, making a guitar forward record is in a way going back to our roots, even though our young guy records were never that guitar oriented in the same way this one is. It's kind of odd. I feel like as we're getting older, we're getting rawer and angrier and playing stuff faster, which is not usually how this is supposed to work. We're supposed to mellow out now.
Hey, we're writing our own story, Christian.
Cool. All
right. So Lafayette, as I mentioned before, is kind of the heart of Cajun country. And obviously, there are a lot of Cajun and Zydeco bands in your neck of the woods. What's the rock scene like in Lafayette?
It's a lot smaller, and honestly, a lot of the guys that play in the Cajun and Zydeco scene play in the rock scene. You know, right. Lafayette's a small town. I mean, Johnny here plays in a really amazing Cajun band, the Lost Bayou Ramblers, and we've had members of Fuffle, which is another great Cajun band, play with us. We used to live with a lot of those people. The scene actually is more heterogeneous than you would expect, you know, just given proximity and the fact that a lot of the people that are still, you know, our age playing Cajun music are also into the same records that we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I trust you probably play a lot in New Orleans as well. That's a bigger scene.
Mm-hmm. It's different. I mean, I would say the New Orleans rock scene is actually not that big.
No, it's not. I mean, there's a lot of connections, but a lot of times it's smaller bands just playing to the same crowds.
Yeah. I mean, that's not, New Orleans is obviously not as big as it looks, even by comparison with Lafayette, which New Orleans is a good bit bigger than Lafayette. But the rock scene, like in terms of what we do, I guess, it's really not, I don't take there be that many more bands that are kind of in our universe that are in New Orleans than, say, in Lafayette. They're more musicians, period, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. We're here this afternoon with Brass Bed. They're playing tonight at the Scoot Inn on a great triple bill with two local bands, Moving Panoramas and Telenovela. And Brass Bed scheduled to go on about 11 o'clock tonight over the Scoot Inn on the east side. They have a new album they're touring behind, which just came out, called In the Yellow Leaf. Can we get you to do another one?
You got it.
Let me introduce the band real quick. Christian is on vocals and guitar. Allison is on the bass. Johnny, who we've been speaking to on pedal steel, and now he's picked up a guitar. And Peter back there on the drums, known collectively as Brass Bed, here on KUTX 98.9.
Take it away, Johnny.
Thank you.
All righty, Brass Bed rocking your Thursday afternoon live in Studio 1A here on KUTX 98.9. And I am just a whisperer, right?
Indeed.
All right, that was our KU2X song of the day yesterday. So you can download that on our website at kutx.org. And this session will be up online as well for you to enjoy. We want to thank our videographers who will make a video of this that will also be up online. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman have been our engineers. And you can catch Brass Bed tonight at the Scoot Inn. So that should be a real treat. Also, check out their new album, In the Yellow Leaf, which just came out. Am I right?
With it last Friday.
All right. It's hot off the press.
Hot off the press.
All right. Well, thanks very much for dropping in and sharing your music with our listeners today. The band's going to do another tune, which will be up online with the two that you've just heard on our website at kutx.org. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. We've got some tickets to give away and lots more music right here on KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.